It's time for our Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week program. Athlete of the Week was, of course, brought to you by the LISD, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure this morning to introduce Hayden Gould from Adrian High School's Swim and Dive. And Hayden, welcome inside the cave.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Well, you've had quite a year so far, a season just getting underway. Tell us about what this team is all about this year and what are some of your goals?
Well, our team is really, we have a lot of depth between like our top swimmers and our lowest swimmers. There's a lot of close time like between each other. This season has been a lot of good supportiveness. Everyone's cheering for each other, always there for each other. And then some of our goals are just to go undefeated like last year. And then our main goal is to win SEC, our SEC meet.
So who is going to be the SEC team to beat this year besides yourselves?
I would say Jackson and Chelsea.
Okay, well, those Chelsea is always in the mix, yeah. It seems like.
So, looking at this season so far, you know, you talked about winning all your dual meets, and you guys had a tri meet to start the season, which you won both of those matches, and then last weekend you went to the Smizzle Relays and came home with the championship for that invitational. And one of the reasons you're here with us today is you took two individual firsts and were part of two first place relays, and all four of those first place were state cuts for you.
Yeah, it's just, it was honestly, it was just the team being there, like supporting me through the my individuals, having them on the side of my thing, being there for me. And then for the relays, I wouldn't have been able to get that state cut for the, and if it wasn't for them.
Well, and you know, anytime you're in a relay event, whether it's swimming or track and field, you know, you are very dependent on each other, you know, making sure someone doesn't false start off the blocks in the pool. You know, that's always critical. And so obviously you guys spend a lot of time practicing that, you know, on non-meet days, your relay starts and things like that.
Yeah, just during, at the end of practices, we'll hop in the water and we'll just work on relay starts, jumping off at the right time so that we're not getting disqualified, just working on the small things.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, you know, to any successful team, no matter the sport, is mastering those small things. And obviously, you guys did a good job. Now, was that at Milan?
Yeah,
a lot of times I know it is at Milan. And, okay, so
so but, what are your specialty events, the ones that you really like?
200 IM, and then I also swim the 100 back and the 100 breast sometimes.
Okay.
So in the IM, of course, for our listeners who aren't all that familiar with swimming, you have to perform all four of the strokes in the same race.
Yeah, I have to swim every single stroke twice.
And so that takes at least a little bit of proficiency in all four. And I think you see a lot of swimmers who are really good in maybe two or three of those. Within the IM, what's your favorite and your least favorite?
I would say,
or the one you feel you're best at and maybe need to maybe work on a little more.
I would say my top one would be the backstroke.
Okay.
And then the one I need to work on is probably my freestyle.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. Wow, that's interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah. Most of the swimmers we talk to, it's butterfly or breaststroke. but and it, usually their one they like the most is backstroke or freestyle. But
Hayden, tell us where this all began. How old were you when you started swimming and got the bug?
I was put on the Wave Runners swim team when I was 7 years old, and then I joined Gators when I was roughly 8 or 9, and I've just been swimming on those two teams since I got up. Now I'm swimming for high school.
So I'm curious, how many hours a week do you spend in the pool?
A week? 20 maybe?
Yeah. 20 I mean, between hours, meets and practices, it's
probably more.
And this sport is almost a year-round thing. You almost have to continuously swim, you know, to keep everything up. And I'm sure it's like a race to the end to get those times down and peak at the right time for the state meet.
Yeah, it's just keep it like starting in like September and going all the way till April. It's just going and going and going, never really having a break.
Well, you get May off before you start wave runners in the summer, maybe. But, you know, it is a commitment. And, you know, I don't know if the team still does morning practices or not, but I know that was always when my kids were swimming, you know, those morning practice takes a lot of dedication, especially for boys season, because you're in the cold of the winter, to get up out of your nice warm bed and go swim in a pool, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning before school starts. And, you know, it takes a different maybe type of dedication from some of the other sports, for sure.
We actually had morning practice Monday and Wednesday this week, so that was a struggle yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, I remember those kids in my house when they were swimming. And it was sometimes it was a chore to get them up and out of bed.
Well, I have a granddaughter that's into swimming. She's a junior over in Portage, Central Territory, and it just amazes me getting up at 5:30, going over to the Hillsdale College,
yeah,
where she swims.
Oh, okay.
At 5 a.m.
Right.
So it's that's why I asked the question: how many hours? Because I know you do spend an awful lot of time.
I'm in that pool area more than I'm at home.
Well, there's probably a lot of truth to that. That is for sure. Do we want to take a quick break and talk about our sponsor, and then we'll come back and talk about what lies ahead for Hayden.
All right, you are inside the cave this morning. Pat Hayes, John Roberts with you, and we'll be back with more after this message from the LISD.
In education, one size does not fit all. Everyone's goals look different. Lenawee County High School students can earn free college credits through JCLISD Academy. Motivated, academically focused students can enroll in this public early middle college beginning January 31st, benefit from a tight community, receive personalized support and planning, and in addition to a diploma, earn up to 60 college credits and an associate's degree through a five-year program. Learn more by visiting lisd.us/academy.
You're back inside the cave. It's our Athlete of the Week program every Thursday. And in studio with us this morning, we are talking with Hayden Gould from Adrian High School Swim and Dive. And so, Hayden, tell us, when is your next meet coming up?
Our next meet will be January 6th.
Okay, so a little bit of time here to practice up.
Yeah, we're starting two-a-days when winter break comes, and then all through there we're going to be swimming every single day.
All right. Well, and I know swimming is one of those sports where there aren't usually a lot of meets over the break, and so I know when I was scheduling, you'd try to get almost one meet a week leading into break, and then as you mentioned, you start those two-a-day practices over Christmas break. And then, you know, you come back, and then you're really into your league season when you come back there. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about how you got started swimming, and we talked a little bit before we went on the air. You have plans to swim at the next level.
I actually just committed to Saginaw Valley State University.
Oh, great. Okay. That's wonderful.
And what was it about Saginaw, maybe compared? I know you were looking at some other schools too. What was the kind of the final deciding factor maybe for you?
Well, for when I swam YMCA last year, I actually swam at their pool for a state meet. And then when I went there for a recruiting visit, I saw the pool and I recognized it immediately, and I felt very comfortable with it. Then I got to meet some of the team, and they were real nice, and I connected easily with them. And then their campus was gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a campus that has really come a long way from, say, when I was in school and, you know, looking at colleges. They've really upgraded their facilities there for sure.
I know a lot of swimmers talk about fast water and slow water. Do you have that same feeling about certain pools?
Yeah, most of the time I do. Like, some of them, it's mostly me. It's for the temperature. Like, if it's really cold, I'll swim better. If it's hot, then I'll swim worse. But
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's probably pretty standard among swimmers, is the more comfortable the water is, the tendency is to swim, enjoy the temperature of the water a little longer.
So where is your favorite place to swim?
I don't even have a favorite place. I'd just be swimming.
Just get in the water.
There you go.
There we go.
What's the farthest away you've traveled to swim? I mean, obviously with Gators, you go to Nationals and things like that. What's the farthest you've ever had to go?
Probably North Carolina for Nationals.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
So. Well, Hayden, we want to thank you and congratulate you again on being our Athlete of the Week and continued great success with Adrian Swim and Dive.
Thank you for having me on here.
All right. Hayden Gould, our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.